resolved, are they? I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. A lingering question about Germany's stance on Russian troops at Ukraine's border following a White House meeting between President Biden and Germany's Chancellor Olaf Scholz.
Well, the elephant in the room was just how reliable a partner Germany can be with its reliance on Russian gas. And Germany's markedly softer response to Russian aggression compared to other NATO allies has not shaken faith, apparently, here at the White House.
Germany is one of our most important allies in the world. There is no doubt about Germany's partnership with the United States. None.
German Chancellor Scholz also dancing around pressure for an ironclad commitment on Nord Stream 2 and economic sanctions involving the SWIFT international payment system, both exposing a gulf between the United States and its NATO ally.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich at the White House. Russia's President Putin says French President Macron brought some new ideas to the table when the two met in Moscow Monday, but Putin said only the West is talking about a possible Russian invasion of Ukraine. New Jersey will end its mask mandates a month from now, one of five states planning to back away from face mask requirements.
In California, where Gavin Newsom will end the indoor mask mandate on February 15th, but Los Angeles County, always home to the most draconian measures, will keep the mandate in place. In Connecticut, Governor Ned Lamont will end his state's mask mandate on February 28th. That includes school children. Except it really doesn't, because Governor Lamont is allowing the school districts to decide if students wear masks or not. In the meantime, Delaware is taking a different approach. Governor John Carney is ending the state mask mandate this Friday. Unless you happen to go to school in Delaware, then the mandate goes till the end of March or whenever the schools decide it's okay.
Fox's Trace Gallagher. America is listening to Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a three-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
The U.S. Air Force has been ordered to pay millions of dollars in damages over a murderous shooting in a Texas church.
In July, a federal judge in San Antonio had ruled the Air Force was liable in the shooting at a church in Sutherland Springs nearly 5 years ago, specifically 60% liable. Personnel had failed to report Devin Kelly's assault of his wife and stepson to a national criminal database. He'd been convicted of the assault while in the service. Reporting his record would have prevented him from purchasing guns from a licensed dealer. Kelly went on to purchase several firearms and used them in the shooting. 26 people were killed and 22 others were injured. Monday, the judge ordered the Air Force to pay $230 million in damages. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Chief White House science advisor Dr. Eric Lander has resigned after an internal White House investigation found that he'd bullied staff members. The U.S. Supreme Court has put on hold a lower court's ruling, meaning Alabama lawmakers won't have to redraw the state's congressional district boundaries before the 2022 elections. Two low-cost airlines are making plans to become one, the parent company of Frontier Airlines, offering to buy Spirit. The $2.9 billion deal would create the country's fifth largest airline if shareholders from both and federal regulators approve. The federal trial of three Minneapolis police officers, whom prosecutors say did nothing to stop the killing of George Floyd by a fellow officer, has resumed.
The federal civil rights trial in St. Paul was in recess after one of three former officers on trial tested positive for COVID-19. The officers are accused of violating George Floyd's federal civil rights. Meantime, outside the federal courthouse in St. Paul, security is being strengthened as Governor Tim Walz sends in the National Guard in response to the trial. The former officers have all pled not guilty. They face criminal state charges in the case later this year. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.